every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Did you know the first five books of the Bible is called the Torah and is what Jesus taught his disciples every day? It's what he taught to the world, and it's what I'm going to teach to you every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Join me this Sabbath, that Saturday, at 11:30 a.m. to learn and explore the Hebraic roots of Yeshua our Messiah.
That's Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries, 11:30 a.m. Saturdays, right here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, there ain't nothing worse than being out of focus in your life. You know, come on. You're just like, you're going along. It's like driving down the highway going 80 with a flat tire. Boom, 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 boom. You got to pull off the road and fix it. That'll wear you out, won't it? Come on, somebody. Amen. Touch your neighbor and say this morning, his house shall be a house of prayer. I say it like you mean it. His house shall be a house of prayer. How many know this morning it was grace that called us? His grace reached out to you and called you, and our faith is a response to the call of His grace. God does His part and you do your part. Come on, He dumped out His grace on the whole world. There's a lot of people not walking in it. There's a lot of people not receiving what He's done for them. Amen? How many know He called you out of some stuff? Some of your stuff was worse than other people's stuff, but nevertheless, He called all of us out of our stuff this morning. Come on, somebody. How many of you believe this morning that He called you out of your stuff? The Bible says that He called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. It wasn't yellow light. It wasn't white light. It was marvelous light. That's some good light. That means what you think you were looking at in the dark wasn't what you were looking at in the dark, because He brought His marvelous light into the situation and changed your perspective on everything. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's grace that does the calling out of darkness, and it's faith that says, yes, I'm going to step out of it. It's grace that calls me out of sin, and it's faith that says, yes, I don't want to sin anymore. It's grace that calls me out of sickness, and it says faith that says, yes, I will receive my healing. Come on, somebody, help me already. It's by grace that it comes to us, and it's by faith that we walk in it. Come on, salvation came by grace, but we got it through faith. Come on, if you got your Bibles this morning, go ahead and look in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. We spent a little bit of time here a couple weeks ago when we were talking about eating together and breaking bread together. And that's what we do as Christians. We eat together. We fellowship together. Some of us eat more than others, and that's obvious. Praise the Lord. Woo! But we build relationships. Next Sunday, we're going to eat. Build some relationships. Praise the Lord. But today I want to focus on the second part of this scripture, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says this, And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and watch this, and in prayers. Everybody say, and in prayers. It's not enough just to eat a hamburger. You got to pray too. I know a hamburger might fill your gut and make you feel satisfied, but how many know it's going to pass through you? It's a temporary pleasure. But when you pray, it satisfies. The work of prayer in your life lasts. The work of a hamburger don't. Now, you, woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. Now, you got to remember the context of this scripture that we're talking about this morning. This was written in a time when the culture was very perverse. They were out of whack. People were living however they wanted to live. People were doing whatever they wanted to do. Sound like a culture we know today, right? If it feels good, do it. My truth is relative. If it's true to me and ain't true to you, then it's still true to me. How many of that's pervasive in our culture today? It's called relative truth. Come on, amen? And so what happens is the scripture comes along, and it's written in this context, but it's written as a prescription. You ever get hurt and you go to a doctor, you have to get a prescription? What do? They say, take this pill once a day or twice a day. If you stay on your prescription, you'll be fine. So what we see here is a prescription in the gospel so that we can be fine. Come on, somebody. Amen. And one of the things that he said in this prescription, besides eating a hamburger together and hanging out, is you got to learn how to pray. Everybody say, pray. Come on, touch somebody this morning and say, I think you need to pray. For me. I think you need to pray for me. Now, I don't know about you, but most of the time when it comes to prayer, it feels like that prayer is very task-oriented. Most people like to shout and dance and run and jump and hoot and holler and praise God. But when it comes time for intercessory prayer group on 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning, two people show up. Listen, if we're being honest today, the truth is that most of us struggle having a consistent prayer life. We do, don't we? Let's just be honest. So, Pastor, I struggle having a consistent prayer life. There's probably about 10 of you that do pray every day in here. And that's not an indictment. That's just the reality that we live in. And if we are praying every day, 9 times out of 10, it's because we need something. Praise the Lord, Jason. You're still hanging in there. All right. Now, listen. Don't check out on me today because we're talking about prayer. And you think, well, man, I thought this was going to be one of the messages that get me all hopped up and make me feel good. And he's talking about prayer. Well, you need to get that image of prayer out of your mind because most of the time when people think about prayer, they think about duty. They think about task. And if you haven't had any experience with prayer, your idea of prayer is somebody walking around in a brown robe with a shaved head going, oh, right? That ain't prayer. So today, I want to talk to you about a different kind of prayer. I want to talk to you about perilous prayer. Everybody say perilous. Say, Pastor, what are perilous prayers? Perilous prayers are prayers that when you pray them, they change your life. Come on, somebody. And they become very perilous to your own flesh. They become dangerous to you because they demand something in you to change. They demand something in you to be healed. They demand something in you to, come on somebody, to grow up. I mean, it's not enough to show up. You got to grow up. Praise the Lord. Amen. In other words, your prayer life becomes so powerful that it becomes dangerous to the things that are hindering you from the life that God wants you to live. Perilous prayers. Dangerous prayers. Shucking all prayers. When you learn how to pray perilous prayers, they don't just change your environment. They don't just change the atmosphere. They change you. They change how you feel. They change your perspective because you're releasing the work of the Holy Ghost to take place in your life. How many of you are ready for the Holy Ghost to alter your life today and alter your prayer life? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the truth of your word being released into the body of believers in this house. Lord, if there's anybody in this place today that does not have a personal relationship with you, Father, I thank you that your spirit move on them today, God, that they engage you right where they are and enter into the place of their destiny with you. Lord, I speak salvation. I speak deliverance today by the truth of your word. Give us revelation that changes us from the inside out. Father, we declare this. In the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Come on, touch somebody and say, it's about to get dangerous in here. And look at the other person next to you and say, you look dangerous. I believe it. Here's a question for you. Have you ever, this is a question, just ask this in your mind. Have you ever asked God for something and prayed and believed God for something, and then you get the answer to your prayer, and then all of a sudden you get a little bit freaked out because you didn't really think it was going to happen when you prayed it? Come on, amen. It's like our logical mind, our logical conscious mind still don't want to believe that God really did do that for me or do that in me. And when the miracle happens, we want to rationalize the miracle and go, well, did God really answer my prayer? I mean, that really happened in the Bible in Acts chapter 12 one time. Herod was going around persecuting the Jews, and he arrested a guy named Peter. Peter was one of the original 12 disciples. He was an apostle of God. He helped start the church that we're standing in today. You didn't know we were descended to Peter's church, did you? Oh, yeah, we are. We all are. Body of Christ stuff. Come on, amen. And all the disciples were meeting over at Mary's house, and they were doing warfare, man, warfare prayer. Lord, set him free, God. We declare that Peter is free from this prison, God. Protect him and keep him, and don't let no harm. Lord, we speak in the name. They were going to town praying in the Holy Ghost, believing that God was going to set Peter free. And then all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord shows up in the prison, and everything begins to change, and Peter walks on up out of the prison with no chains on him, walks out in a little bit of a daze, shows up at Mary's house, banging on the gate, going, let me in. And a little girl named Rhoda shows up at the gate, and she says, oh my God, Peter's free. And was so freaked out that he was free that she left him standing at the gate, ran back to the house, banged on the door, and she said, you won't believe it, Peter is free. And everybody in there said, you done lost your mind. Please don't interrupt our prayer with an answer to prayer. Don't do that. Come on, somebody, amen. Do you know why we do that? We do that because we pray prayers that are way too safe. Come on. You know, the kind of prayers that you can't tell if it was God that answered them or if it was you that answered them. The kind of prayers that you pray that everybody else listens to and then you go out there and make it happen so you can get everybody to believe that you're anointed. The truth is most of the stuff we pray about would have been done anyway, with or without God. Because God gave you a mind and gave you ability and gave you talent. Yeah, y'all ain't shouting at me no more. Come on, there's a lot of churches today with great sound and great worship teams and a good word. And they put on a big show and everybody comes and they feel the Holy Ghost move, but God ain't there. I've been moved to tears sitting in a movie theater watching a movie. Come on, somebody. Amen. And that's because we have learned to operate in the realm of human ingenuity and the realm of human talent or the realm of the human spirit. Amen. Listen, how many of you know today that it's okay to ask God for big things? You know why? Because he's a big ask God. Come on, somebody. You can't ask big enough. I'm telling you right now, he is a, and I didn't say what you thought I said, he's a big ask God. The problem is we don't want to ask too big because we don't want to deal with the rejection if the prayer don't get answered the way we hung our faith out there to get it answered. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't no problem too big. There ain't no mountain too tall. There ain't no battle too long. There ain't no sickness too hard that God cannot overcome. He is a big ask God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm asking God for things right here at this church. I'm asking God for deliverance. I'm asking God for money. I'm asking God for blessing. I'm asking God for favor. Somebody shout ask.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Somebody said, well, if you ask God, that ain't really operating in faith. You're supposed to believe you already got it. No. You got it all wrong. Because how many of you know you wouldn't ask God for something if you didn't already believe he could give it to you? Actually asking God for something is one of the most greatest acts of faith you can have because you believe he's already got what you need. That's why you ask for it. Somebody shout ask. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot be afraid of perilous prayers. We cannot be afraid to get out there and believe God for the impossible. We cannot be afraid to believe God to answer everything that we set before him for the purposes of our life. I'm believing God for greater impact in this church, greater impact in this city, greater impact in my life, greater impact in my children, greater impact on this worship team, greater impact in your life. I'm asking him. Come on, somebody. Amen. Woo! Boy, I feel good. It's perilous prayers. Somebody say perilous prayers. Perilous prayers change your perspective and help us see how big God really is. To understand how great he is, how mighty he is. When you pray perilous prayers, it begins to magnify God in your life. And it doesn't mean that it makes God bigger in your life. It means it changes your perspective so you can begin to see how big he really is. Because he's big all by himself. It's our limited perspective and our limited ability of how we see God that makes him small. We let the circumstances of our life become bigger than the God that we serve. And live our life under pressure, under stress. Come on, somebody. Under what somebody else thinks about us or somebody else does or the rejection of somebody in government or the rejection of somebody in business, and all of a sudden they dictate to us what kind of life they think we should have. Nobody dictates your life. You live your life to God. Come on, amen. Woo, Holy Ghost. Throw that symbol up there for me, Michael. Praise the Lord. How many know what that is? Greater than. We know that, don't we? Golden Rule Academy, St. Lucie Christian. If you went to school, I was registered at school. I didn't always go. Just being honest, Truth Church. But when I went to school, we learned that that is greater than. Somebody said greater than. Put the next slide up. How many know this right here? It's true. 10 is greater than 1. Isn't that right? 100's greater than 10. 1,000's greater than... Y'all feel like y'all at school, don't you? The truth is that most of us today, we're living our life and we have these huge problems. We have these tough questions. We have these circumstances in our life that seem so impossible. And then on the other side of these circumstances of our life, we have this little tiny God chalked over in the corner that we show up on Wednesday and Sunday, sing a few songs to so we can feel good about all our trouble. And what happens is we end up with a great big devil and a little tiny God in our life Huh? You get around some Christians and they'll just magnify their problems, won't they? I mean, sometimes church is sometimes the worst place to be if you get around here too long, because that's all they talk about is everything that's wrong. Come on, somebody, huh? You think their problems are bigger than the God that they worship. Can I help you? They're not. You got some people spend all their time talking about all that the devil's done in their life and how much he stole and how much they lost, and I don't understand how this can happen to me. How many know every time you complain or criticize, you've given the devil glory in your life? You might as well be worshiping the devil Monday through Friday if you go around complaining all the time, then show up on Sunday for 2 hours or 30 minutes while Simone's leading worship, and then worship God and tell him how great he is, and then go out there and give the devil all the glory for everything that's wrong in your life. Well, I don't know what's wrong with these children. They're just all messed up, and I don't know what to do with them. Praise the devil. That's what we do. I can't get no sleep at night. I just sit up all night. I got insomnia. Glory to Satan. Isn't that what we do? He's greater. Somebody shout, he's greater. I said he's greater. Every time you spend your energy and your mouth and your heart focused on what's wrong with you, you are entering into a worship service for the devil. You give him glory. You give him praise. When you stand around with other believers and talk about how bad it is in your life, all you're doing is glorifying the devil in your life. Wouldn't it be better just to stand around and talk about what God's doing in your life and give God the glory and begin to step in faith for what he's got for your life? Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, the more you do that in your life, the bigger the devil becomes in your life. The bigger influence he has over your life. And let me tell you something. He don't have any influence in your life that you don't give him. Whatever deception he's working in your life, it's because you let him. Whatever lie you believe in, it's because you let him. Come on, somebody. Amen. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The devil is not your problem. Our problem is the perspective that we take on our problems. It's how we view what's going on in our life. Some of y'all didn't hear me. Amen. When we begin to focus on what's wrong rather than focus on what God's already done to make everything right, we magnify the work of the enemy in our life. And when we do that, we give the enemy the authority to work in every aspect of our life. It's like we go and say, I'm going to do some battle. Let me just lay down and here's my sword. And surrender. Every time you look at your kid and say, I don't know what's wrong with you, I don't think you're ever going to mount to a nothing, you just handed a sword to the devil. Is that too hard? Is that too much? Everybody all right? Listen to me. The truth is, all them problems might be greater than you. They might be, but they're not greater than him. He's greater. Somebody say, greater than. I said, there's a God in your life that's greater than every one of your problems, every one of your hang-ups, every one of your addictions, every one of your shortfalls. God is greater. He's greater than your fear. He's greater than your insecurity. He's greater than everything you've had to walk through. He's greater than your pain. Come on, somebody, help me. My God is greater than. He deserves all your worship and all your praise.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun.
Trumpet in Zion, sound it on.